We had a chance to talk earlier this morning about our sense of connectedness to the larger Masor of our yeshiva. The Chag HaSmicha is an opportunity for us to connect to that bigger picture and that bigger Masorah. And in celebration of that, we'll focus on, as aspiring Lamdanim, let's spend a couple of days focusing on the sugya of learning Torah. The sugya of learning Torah and teaching Torah and appreciating Torah. And the sugya of appreciating Torah is very much the sugya of Birkas HaTorah. Just personally, I went out of my way this morning, Dafka, to get a Donny Morris Shender. He is not going to be physically at any of the yeshivas Chagei Esmicha. We can his memory is particularly poignant today. Even though the sugya is a bracha sugya, but we set the stage with the Gemara in the end of Maseches Makos. We'll come in a moment to Brachas Chafal. This first Makos Chav Gimel. The very bottom of Chav Gimel is the very end of Maseches Makos. Gemara tells us a concept, familiar concept. It's sourced in this Gemara. Tarag Mitzvahs. There are Tarag Mitzvahs. The Gemara tells us based on a drasha, a gematria, that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu Tarag Mitzvahs, but the Gemara doesn't tell us what they are. Just gives us the number. So that's that number, Taryag, that there are 613 mitzvahs, that sparked centuries of a lot of hard work by some of the greatest minds of Klal Yisrael. Over the period of the late Gaonim and early Rishonim, a number of Svarim were written to work out what are the Tarag Mitzvahs. There are way more than 613 dinim that are binding that the Torah expects of us. So obviously not every din, not every halacha is a mitzvah. So there were a number of counts, the Bahag, the Sajigon. The most famous is probably the Rambam. The Rambam wrote his Sefer HaMitzvahs, in part as a critique on one of the counts of the Gaonim, the Halachas Gedolos. We call him the Bahag, Beis Gimel, because he was the Baal, Halachas Gedolos. He was the author of Halachas Gedolos. So the Bahag wrote the Halachas Gedolos, obviously. And Halachas Gedolos is, at least in part, a Minyan HaMitzvahs. And the Rambam felt that the Minyan HaMitzvahs and the Halachas Gedolos was very haphazard. He has 613 mitzvahs, but he counts this, he doesn't count that. The Rambam felt that there was no rhyme or reason, or insufficient rhyme and reason, to how the Bahag went about counting mitzvahs. So that's why the Rambam, before he counts the 248 mitzvahs asay and the 365 mitzvahs los asay, he begins first with a list of 14 sharashim. 14 principles, criteria, that you use to determine whether a given din has the title of mitzvah or not. Not every din is a mitzvah. The Rambam says we're going to do this methodically. We develop a list of criteria that inherently make sense and will generate 613 mitzvahs. So the first rule the Rambam has, the first shoresh, is that it has to be daraisa. Dinim drabbanan are binding. Orthodox Jews keep dinim drabbanan with the same verve and vigor that we keep dinim daraisa. But the Gemara said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu the Tarag mitzvahs. Clearly, it's all dinim daraisa. And similarly, the Rambam says in Sharish Beis, it's only mitzvahs that are in the Torah Shebichzav. A din that's based on a drasha, a din that's halacha Moshe Mitzvah, is binding, but is not a mitzvah. It's a binding din, it's a binding halacha. But mitzvah means a din daraisa that appears in the Chumash, in the Torah Shebichzav. And the Rambam goes on to give another 12 sharashim for a total of 14 sharashim. And then, so that's the first segment of the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam's 14 Sharashim. And then, over the course of the next two segments, the other two segments are 240 mitzvahs asay and 365 mitzvahs los asay. And then, as we began to talk about earlier this morning, the Ramban, we do not have hasagas of the Ramban on the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, but we do have hasagas of the Ravid in the Rambam's Mishnah Torah. We have hasagas of the Ramban on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs. A running commentary, and he critiques, and he argues with this, argues with that. And then at the end, he argues extensively with the Sharashim also, very, very, not for now, some very, very famous debates between the Rambam and the Ramban in the Sharashim, about the nature of Drabbanans, the nature of Torah Shra'apeh, And then he has specific running commentary and running critique. The Rambam shouldn't have counted this. He should have counted that. Why did he count the Arba Mitzvahs Beis Din as four? There should have been just one mitzvah. And then at the end of, as we were talking about earlier this morning, at the end of the section on the mitzvahs Aseh, and then again the end of the section of mitzvahs also say, the Ramban has all the mitzvahs that the Rambam should have counted, but didn't. And which he politely refers to euphemistically as the mitzvahs Shashochach HaRav. Rambam forgot them. Rambam didn't forget them. Rambam didn't think that he should count them. The Ramban thinks he's wrong. But instead of the mitzvah Shatah Bahen HaRav, the mitzvahs where the Rambam made a mistake, so the Ramban politely calls him the mitzvah Sasei Shashochach HaRav, mitzvahs Lo Sasei Shashochach HaRav, the mitzvahs the Rambam forgot, quote unquote, to count. So with that in mind, let's take a look at the first of two Gemaras about Birkas HaTorah. The Gemara in Daf Chafal from an Aleph. There is a longer, we'll get to Mitzvah Shem, if not today, then tomorrow. There is a longer sugya with a lot of halachic detail about Birkas HaTorah Yud Aleph and Beis. But let's begin with Chafal from an Aleph in the third paragraph of Brachas. The Gemara says at the top, near the two dots near the top of Chafal from Aleph, Amar of Yehuda, Minayin leBirkas HaTorah, Lamazon lacharei min HaTorah, Shenemar v'chalta v'zot v'rechta. Birkas HaMazon is Daraisa. Birkas HaMazon after eating food. Brachas before eating food, which are the topic of the sixth parak of Brachas, Ketzim HaRachin, that's Drabanan, although there is separately a fascinating sugya at the bottom of the first Amud in Ketzim HaRachin, Lamheim and Alv. There is an intriguing sugya, an intriguing Pnei Yeshua. Is there some Daraisa element of Pisvara to Bracha Rishona? But certainly, there's no source in Psukim. And I'll be pashtus, there is no din daraisa of bracha rishona on food, but bracha acharona, if you fit within the parameters of birkas hamazon, so that's daraisa. Okay, birkas hamazon lachare min haTorah v'chalta v'sevat arachta apostik in ekev. And then Rav Yehuda goes on to say, minayin lebirkas haTorah lefaneham min haTorah, and Abba saying a birkas haTorah before you learn, shenemar kishem Hashem ekra havu godel leilokeinu. Okay. So Yehuda, according to the Bach, it's Yehuda's name is Rabbi Rav, says two brachas daraisa. Birkas HaMazon after eating, and Birkas HaTorah before you learn. Yes?
If it's a mitzvah, why do you need a pasuk? Like, wouldn't it just have a Birkas HaMitzvah? Like, if learned Torah is a mitzvah, it shouldn't have any Birkas HaMitzvah.
Ah, good. So Yitz wants to know, if Birkas HaTorah is a mitzvah, So we have a takana of Birkas HaMitzvahs. We have the memor of Shmuel called, that appears in a number of places in Shas. Kol HaMitzvahs Kulon Mevarach Alein Over La'Siyasan. So what do you need a pasuk for if it's anyhow a Birkas HaMitzvah? Yeah, so what's the answer to that? Okay, that's an interesting point. We don't make a bracha every single time we learn. Good. Well, we have to think about that. Taka, why not?
Emmet? Mitzvah
Deoraita
is different than Mitzvah
Deoraita. Ah, all right. Birkas HaMitzvahs is a Takan Drabban, a later Takan Drabban. So, but you're making a very important point. The Gemara seems like it's saying, yeah, there's a Din Drabban, you make a bracha before you shake a lulav. The Din Drabban, you make a bracha before you put on talis, before you put on tefillin, before you tovel kalim. The Mitzvah Drabban, you put on make a bracha before you put up a mezuzah. And before you do a pinyon haben. But there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of Birkas HaTorah. But you're making a very important point. You may not even realize yet how important it is. Yeah? Good. Very good. So you see, Yishai points out that another angle here is that the truth is, this is part of a larger sugya of Birkas HaMitzvahs, that even despite the language, the very comprehensive language of Shmuel, Kol HaMitzvahs Kulan, it's not literally the case that we make a bracha on every single mitzvah. There are many, many mitzvahs we do not make brachas on. We do not make a bracha, Birkas HaMitzvah on saying Kriya Shema, I'll be pashtos. We make other brachas, but not Birkas HaMitzvah. We do say a Havel, we do not say in Kriya Shema. We do not say a Birkas HaMitzvah on Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. We do not say a Birkas HaMitzvah on Kibud Avein. If you have your mother asks you to take out the garbage. So you should make a bracha. It, pasuk in the Chumash, mitzvah daraisa. If your mother asks you to take out the garbage, your initial reaction might be to be frustrated. Okay, l'fum tzara aga. In case you're frustrated, that makes a mitzvah of kibbutz. It's mamash a mitzvah daraisa to help out at home. Mitzvah daraisa, like the mitzvah daraisa of wearing tefillin, like the mitzvah daraisa of eating matzah, the mitzvah daraisa to be of service to your parents. Again, as with tefillin and matzah, there are hagdaras. What's included in mitzvah, what's not included in mitzvah? That's true for kibbutz avim also, like any other mitzvah. Okay, but when the mitzvah of kibbutz avim is enforced, mitzvah daraisa, and yet we make a bracha on tefillin, we make a bracha on matzah. We do not make a bracha on kibbutz avim. So that's a larger sugya, not for now. Not for now. There's a larger, fascinating sugya. There's a number of discussions in Rishonim about that. Rishonim grapple with that. The Ravid sent a letter. We have a tshuva that the Ravid sent a shaila to Rav Yosef ibn Palat about that question. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, which mitzvahs have brachas, which mitzvahs? What's the rule? What's the rule? Or what are the rules? It's fascinating. We don't know. We know next to nothing, as far as I know, about Yosef ibn Palat. But he must have been one of the Gedolei Hadar, because the Ravid, who was one of the Gedolei Hadar, when the Gedolei Rishonim writes Yosef ibn Palat with such deference, like, maybe you could teach me. So whoever he was apparently a great Talmud Chacham. And there are others that discuss this. The Rashba and Avud Ram both quote that, and the Rabbeinu Manoach and Hilchos Brachos talks about it. Okay, there's plenty to say about it, not for now. But your point, Yishai's pointing out, number one, if Birkas HaTorah was just a Birkas HaMitzvah, if I just went with the fact that, well, it's like any other Birkas HaMitzvah, it wouldn't be Daraisa, Okay. Number two, maybe you wouldn't be chayv at all, because maybe Talmud Torah is one of those mitzvahs that doesn't call for a brach. Maybe Talmud Torah is like kibbutz avim. Maybe Talmud Torah is like sefer tzias mitzrayim. And then also the ha'ara that Gavi had about, we don't make birkas haTorah quite as often as one might have expected. Tosus and Daf Yav from the days talk about that, and we'll bli neder return to that. So very good. So it's so right away you're noticing, putting this Gemara in the context of Shmuel's takana of the Shmuel's memra, the takana of Birkas HaMitzvahs. It also, something else that might occur to you is in the context of the background with which we began. Do you notice any kashas based on the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah? Just looking at Chafal Fanal. The very, very subtle kasha that might be sparked by the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah. Maybe. What does Amish Benemet say? His job is always to quote, to tell you where the Gemara is quoted, l'halacha, in the classic Sifrei Halacha, the Rishonim. The Rambam, the Smag, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch. So what do you notice about, what does the Amish Benemet say about this this Gemara? Nothing, exactly. Silence. Sometimes silence is deafening. Now, that's interesting. Why did he quote the pasuk? Now, the truth is, in all honesty, it's not the strongest kasha, because he doesn't quote, give you any, he doesn't give you any location to look for Birkas HaMazon Lacharem in HaTorah. Okay, but it happens to be that with or without the aim, sometimes looking at the Mishpat is very significant, either where he does tell you to look, or When he doesn't quote you, it often means it's not halacha l'maisa. It happens to be that some of you already saw the Rambam. Anyone here see the Rambam? Fantastic. What does the Rambam have to say of Birkas HaTorah? What does the Rambam not say of Birkas HaTorah? He doesn't say, right. When the Rambam begins a mitzvah, the Rambam opens Hilchos Tefillin. He'll say, it's a mitzvah to wear tefillin. Two mitzvahs, shal yad, shal rosh. And here's how it goes. Rama opens up Hilchos Shabbos. Parak Aleph, Halacha Aleph. There's a mitzvah saseh of not doing, there's a mitzvah lo saseh of not doing malacha. There's a mitzvah saseh to be shoveis malacha. And now let's talk about all the details. That's almost invariably the way the Rama will organize an area of halacha. There are sometimes where he has a slightly different way in. Hilchos Talmud Torah starts a little bit differently. But 9 times out of 10, if not 99 times out of 100, he'll open by saying, there is a mitzvah saseh. Pasuk in Chumash, because again, for the Rambam, that's the definition. And then now we're off to the races. Let's talk about the details. There is a mitzvah losa, say, now I'll do X, Y, Z, and he'll get into it. Every once in a while, he'll start a little bit differently. You look here, not only does he not open with the pasuk, no pasuk at all. Here we are. The entirety of Hilchas Birkas HaTorah is two halachas in Hilchas Tefillah, Perek Zayin, halachas Yud and Yud Aleph. Hamashkim Likur BaTorah. If you're gonna learn before Kriya Shema, but then you have to make sure you wash Gilas HaDayim and make a bracha, make the Birkas HaTorah. He gives you all the brachas. You have to do this every day. That's the entirety of Hilchas Birkas HaTorah in the Rambam. So, number one, you're struck by the fact that he doesn't open by saying, oh, mitzvah say, Birkas HaTorah, here's the pasuk, and let me tell you the details. Number two, now he does not open that way. The psukim don't appear anywhere. Number three is that Hirgilunu Rabboseinu, that the Rambam, that location in the Rambam, the address of a din in the Rambam is paramount. Where the Rambam puts things is paramount. Because, as we've begun to talk about, you can't appreciate a Rishon. You don't know what kashas to ask, what things to notice, until you understand the genre, the type of sefer that he's writing. So what you're going to look for, what you're going to notice in a Rashba's Chidushim on Shas, is very different from what you're going to look for, what you're going to notice in reading the Rambam. The Rambam was not writing in this sefer Chidushim on Shas. He wasn't writing any writing commentary in any sefer. What he was seeking to do, as he is very explicit about, is to reorganize all the maskanos of Torah Shal Peh, looking at all the svarim of the Torah Shal Peh, the Mishnayos and the Tosefta and the Bav and the Rishalim and the Midrash HaLacha, taking it all and reorganizing it. The svarim of Chazal, and particularly Talmud Bavli, are very conversational. In the mode of a conversation, you end up talking about different topics. Rambam says, but I want to write something Mishnah style rather than Gemara style. Not only is it going to be B'lashon HaMishnah, it's going to be Mishnei, Hebrew, instead of Aramaic. It's going to be in the style of the Mishnah. It's going to be a composition rather than an analytic conversation. I'm going to give you the dinim in an organized fashion, highly organized fashion. And the Brisker Rav, we will get to, wait, not today, Brisker Rav is a comment on B'Shem's father in his Sefer about Birkas HaTorah. But the first piece in the Brisker Rav Sefer, the very first piece, he already tells us a tool to use in learning Rambam is to notice not only what he says and what he doesn't say, but where he puts it. And putting it into Perek Hei, opposed to Perek Vav, can make all the difference. Is it a din in this mitzvah, din in that mitzvah? Where does the Rambam have Birkas HaTorah? You would have expected Birkas HaTorah would be Hilchas Talmud Torah. No, Hilchas Talmud Torah. Hilchas Talmud Torah includes not only the mitzvahs of learning and teaching Torah, also includes, let's say, related mitzvahs, like Bi Mechab B'Tamidei Chachamim, also has its address, a later parak in Hilchas Talmud Torah. It's not Hilchas Talmud Torah at all. It's not even the beginning of any parak. He stuck it in where? In the middle of the seventh parak of Hilchas Tefillah, which is about, if you looked at the beginning of the parak, it's about assorted brachas, miscellaneous brachas. So he starts with the daily miscellaneous brachas that go along with tefillah. So he starts with hamapil, and then he takes you through all the morning brachas. You wake up in the morning, Rama says, you say, El Kai Neshama. You open your eyes and say, Pekei Chivrim. You gain dress in the Baal Shum, and so on and so forth. And you'll notice, that's what he's talking about in Halacha Ches. And Tess, he has a discussion about whether you should say Birkas HaTorah the way we say it all together, or the way the Rambam held, as events are occurring. And then he says, in this context, oh, Yud Yud Aleph, Halach Yud Aleph, and by the way, another one of the Birkas HaShachar is Birkas HaTorah. Shocking. Really? What happened to Dav Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph? A mitzvah d'oraisa Birkas HaTorah. And that's exactly, by the way, the Ramban, that we close for today, the Ramban's Hasaga, the mitzvah Shashach HaCharav, mitzvah number 15, is the Rambam never counted, Birkas HaTorah. Ramban says, beautifully, we'll read this B'lin Eder inside together tomorrow, he says, the Kadosh Baruch gave the mitzvah d'oraisa, Kishem Hashem Ekav Gol Elokeinu, to thank him. When we learn Torah, Birkas HaTorah, where's the Rambam? Why didn't he count it? It so obviously didn't count it. Something's very awry. Rambam's relationship with Dav Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph requires a lot of understanding. As a matter of fact, the Megillas Esther, who always defends the Rambam against Ramban, even he says, I don't know, I think the Ramban's right, which is shocking. The Megillas Esther always had a terror to the Rambam. And here he says, I don't know, we need to work on this. And this one question is going to launch us into the heart of the sugya of Birkas HaTorah. And from there, hopefully, an appreciation of the underlying mitzvah and experience of Talmud Torah.